Joining us on the WBGO Journal is Catherine Wilson, the president and CEO of the United Way of Greater Newark. Great to see you, Catherine.
Thank you.
You had a long trek to come over here.
I sure did.
Just a couple of buildings away. Also joining us on the WBGO Journal is the president and CEO of Community Food Bank of New Jersey, Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos, great to have you on the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, Wednesday, September 25th, is Community Food Bank Day during the WBGO fundraiser. WBGO, the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, and the United Way of Greater Newark, all teaming up to help fight against those who need a little bit extra help. Food insecurity. Carlos, you've been dealing with this issue for a long time. Are we headed in the right direction when it comes to fighting food insecurity?
Well, I think when we come together the way we are today, WBGO, United Way of Greater Newark, and the Food Bank, when we partner like this, we can really make a stride to win this fight against hunger. And I think we're moving in the right direction is correct. But we have a long way to go. We have in New Jersey more than 900,000 of our neighbors that struggle to put food on the table. And one in seven of them are our children. And so when we think about what prosperity means, not just for today, but for the children and the prosperity of tomorrow, making sure that food insecurity goes away and, in fact, that families have the food that they need to thrive is a goal that I think many of us can share and should share.
Catherine, you've been in this position for quite a while now.
It's been 9 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why do you do it?
You know, I do it because I spent the first 10 years of my career here in Newark, almost 10 years, in child welfare. And so I was on sort of the back end of the effects of poverty, and I made the leap to United Way because I wanted to be on the front end in the prevention side of poverty, and so that's why I do it.
So teaming with the Community Food Bank and WBGO on this special day where we're going to be providing backpacks of food to kids who need it most, why get involved in this effort?
Well, for us, our work in health, we've partnered with Believe in a Healthy Newark, chaired by Dr. Rogers over at Rutgers, and I lead the food and fitness impact team. One of the things that we're focused on is food insecurity in the city of Newark. We know that 88% of our students who attend Newark public schools are food insecure. We know that they go without often. This leads to other health effects, unfortunately, and so this is just an important step in making sure that they have enough to eat, especially during the week and over the weekend when they may not be getting that free breakfast or that free lunch at school. You know, so we're just kind of rounding out the day and the week for them to make sure they have enough to eat.
It's an alarming number, isn't it?
It's a huge number, absolutely.
Carlos, can you tell us a little bit more about the backpack, what it contains, and what's the idea behind it?
So the idea around the backpack and quite frankly, the strategy that we have is, you know, we have 900,000 neighbors that are in need. They have food security in common, but they look very different. And so when you're thinking about children and children and families that we see hungry during the school year, we want to make sure that when school's out, And with that, the school meals that go with school are no longer there, that they have an opportunity to eat. We make sure that they have what they need to continue developing and thriving over the weekend, which is food. And so the family pack program actually does exactly that. Make sure that vulnerable children and their families have the food that they need to continue to thrive during the weekends, not just when school meals are in session.
You know, we just don't think about it as much, but I know when my daughter taught here in Newark, she saw it every day.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you come to school hungry, you're not ready to learn. And that's also a huge problem. So the ripple effect of not having enough to eat, it's not just that you're hungry, you can't learn, and that impacts your academics, which we know impacts has longer-term impacts for the future. And so that's why we're doing this. We want to address that to ensure that we stop that ripple effect.
The United Way of Greater Newark really is committed to building equity in education, health, and financial stability in order to disrupt the cycle of poverty. This city has to correct this problem at some point, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've really got to look at how do we address those root causes of poverty to ensure that all of our students are successful, right? And the first step in that is looking at what are those issues, especially in the younger years, that create those lifelong effects. And so tackling food insecurity is a huge issue. It's not just a childhood issue. It's a family issue, right? If your child is hungry, most likely you're hungry as a parent. That impacts your work. It impacts your life. And so we've really got to start addressing that as community partners.
Can you spot food insecurity in a child?
You know, teachers can, and if we look close enough, you'll interpret behavior in a child that may not be what it looks like. So when you see a child either lethargic or with their head down or not really engaged, they may not be bored, they might be hungry. When you see a child acting out, or being perhaps even being disruptive, it could be how they're expressing the fact that they're hungry and they're not getting something so basic that they need to thrive, grow, and take and do what you and I kind of do every day. Take that for granted. So I think you can. I mean, and we might be seeing it more than what we realize we're seeing. I just don't think we normally attribute those symptoms of hunger to hunger.
Do you attribute the fact that you came from the South Bronx that this was always inside you, someone who wants to help when dealing with poverty and dealing with food insecurity?
So it's true. I grew up in the South Bronx, and I saw the impact of hunger and the impact of programs like the one that Community Food Bank here in New Jersey provides, how much of a difference it made to my family when we needed it and needed other resources, and my neighbors all around us. And as I had an opportunity to find success through education and through work, I decided to give back after college and find my way into not-for-profit. I didn't know what that was going to look like. I didn't know hunger was going to be the issue. It found me as much as I found it. But what I found, more importantly, was that hunger is not something that lives just in the South Bronx or in the South Ward of Newark. It is something that we can find in every community or in every state. And New Jersey is definitely not spared to it. I think what we also have in New Jersey is the potential with the collaboration as we highlight here today, and the resources to really put them to work in a different way to solve a problem that, quite frankly, is solvable.
Yeah, and as I hear it in your voice, I hear the optimism. But how discouraging is it when we hear the numbers of just how many people we're talking about in kids? For someone who's been involved in this battle for so long, it has to get frustrating at times too, right?
It is frustrating. I think it is frustrating. I also think it's we've made some strides. We've made some strides in our understanding of the problem and our potential impact to the problem. So, for example, it's for us, it's not just important to make food available, but it's important to make sure that food is nutritious. That's why you'll find 25% of our food is fresh produce. And last year, you know, we provided enough food and services to support over 50 million meals. But you're right. There's still way too many of our neighbors here in New Jersey and throughout that are in need. And you have to ask yourselves why. We also have to ask ourselves, what else can we do? Because when we first started doing this work as an organization 45 years ago, our founder, Kathleen DiCiera, from the back of her station wagon, about 3% of the families that we serve had work income. Today, it's more than 50% of the families that make up all the people that we provide food to have work income. And so as much as there's a persistence of food insecurity for many years, there's also been a change. And whether that change is good or bad or helps define our path forward, I think it's important to kind of recognize and kind of step back and say, what does the problem look like today? Keep asking the why and keep moving forward to solve it, because if it's solvable, we should optimistically pursue a solution.
We're speaking with Carlos Rodriguez, who is the president and CEO of the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. And joining us in the studio is Catherine Wilson, the president and CEO of the United Way of Greater Newark. as the United Way of Greater Newark and the Community Food Bank of New Jersey teaming up with WBGO on Wednesday, September 25th for Community Food Bank Day during the WBGO fundraiser. We're looking for your help and contribution to make sure that we put a dent into food insecurity. When you see the positive effects of a program like the Backpack Program, I can only imagine how that makes you feel inside, because this is something that you have a lifelong passion to do, is to help people.
Absolutely. So my background is social work, right? I went to grad school here in Newark to get a social work degree. I think that this is really important work that we're doing, and that's why I went into this work, for service. And I think that once we do this, if we do this, and we know we can disrupt poverty, when we do that, there will be so many more positive effects for the city of Newark as well as society as a whole.
So, Catherine, what do you want to tell people about this Backpack Wednesday coming up?
So, for people who can help, I think what's really important is, if this is an important issue to you, obviously you can either donate directly to the Community Food Bank by giving back. You can donate financially to United Way, and that donation will go towards the purchase of food for the Community Food Bank. But even beyond that, maybe food isn't necessarily your philanthropic priority. Have a priority, right? If you have a little bit extra to give, find out what you're passionate about and give back to your community, either where you work or where you live, because that's how we're going to change the world together. That's how we're going to fight poverty.
The beautiful thing about the Backpack Program is that all kids, or at least we like to assume many kids, have backpacks. So you don't really know necessarily, they don't have to feel ashamed or different because they have a backpack. I guess that's the idea, right?
That's right. We want to reduce the stigma around this, right? So one of the things that we know, especially here in the city of Newark, is that the Community Food Bank doesn't usually run out of food, because people aren't necessarily frequenting the food banks because there is shame around that, right? So in this specific program, as you said, we don't necessarily know the kids that need the food or don't need the food. We're just giving it to all kids with a backpack. And so that reduces the stigma. It reduces bullying. And again, it makes sure that everybody gets a meal over the weekend.
That being said, Carlos, maybe you can reiterate why it's important to make a pledge this coming Wednesday on WBGO.
Well, as you helped us today tell the story, I would encourage all our listeners to make a pledge to WBGO. I think for every $60 that is pledged, a portion of that is going to help support our efforts to make sure that every neighbor in the greater Newark area and throughout New Jersey has a meal at the end of their day and at the beginning of their day. For every dollar provided, it helps support three meals. And 92% of all the resources that we receive go directly to help fight hunger through our programs.
Maybe a tough question, Catherine. What would you be doing if you weren't involved with the United Way of Greater Newark?
Oh, man, that's a whole nother interview for a whole nother day. So my undergraduate degree is actually in journalism. And I was a newspaper reporter when I was an undergraduate and realized that probably I wouldn't have a job in 20 years, and most of my friends that I went to journalism school with don't work for newspapers. So I'm not sure what I would be doing, but I'm really glad that this is what I am doing.
So then let me just tell you, if you're a reporter right now, what stories need to be covered around food insecurity that maybe aren't being reported on?
I think what needs to be covered is understanding how people access food. I think what needs to be covered is, what are the social supports that are in place that are supporting our families? And maybe what are the social supports that we need to advocate for in order for our families to continue to get food stamps, which is also called SNAP, WIC, which is for women, infants, and children. Some of those things are being debated in public discourse. And we need to make sure that those social supports are there. I think we need to look at, is there enough food access in our city, right? We know we have a lot of fast food restaurants. We know we have a lot of unhealthy offerings. Where are the healthy offerings, and how do we make sure we increase that and partner with the community to do that?
It's great to see you, Catherine Wilson, the president and CEO of the United Way of Greater Newark. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
We'd like to have more Carloses around, but for now we have Carlos Rodriguez, who's doing an amazing job with the Community Food Bank of New Jersey as president and CEO. As always, thanks for your hard work, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Doug.
A reminder this Wednesday on WBGO, for every pledge of $60, that will be able to be used to purchase food for a backpack. And so if you pledge $180, that would be enough food to be provided for 3 backpacks. So it's so important that you join us Wednesday, starting early in the morning and throughout the day, for Community Food Bank Day right here on WBGO.